Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
This is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
Once again this year, the Reverend Louis Armstrong provides the musical introduction for our annual jazz show as we preview the third annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival at the Bull Falls Brewery on East Thomas Street in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Once again, we are proud to be sponsors of this great event as it enters its third year tomorrow night and all day Saturday.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Joining us for our third straight year, the legendary Sid Kyler, trumpeter, flugelhorn player, and band leader, who's been bringing jazz to central Wisconsin audiences, believe it or not, since the late 40s. Sid will be performing with his Dixieland band Friday night and Saturday, along with another of our guests, guitarist and bassist Roger Pickering. Our third musical guest is also approaching legendary status in the Wisconsin jazz world, woodwind player and band leader John Greiner, whose own Swing Shift Big Band will also be performing this weekend. Now, this is a huge weekend in Wausau with not only the Jazz Festival, but the Junior World Champion Canoe Slalom and kayak races on the downtown Whitewater course. That's bringing in 300 athletes from 27 countries to town. There are also 90 fast-pitch girls softball teams competing in a state tournament in Wausau. And that doesn't even count the annual events that are going on this weekend, the Big Bull Falls Rib Festival and Balloon Glow at the downtown airport, and the Chalkfest Art Festival downtown. So in a real sense, it's not just the Saints who have been marching into Wausau this weekend. It's much of Wisconsin and the whole world. A little bit later in the program, we'll hear from Darren Schaefer, the executive director of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Visitors Bureau, to talk about all of the weekend's events. But because of the special nature of today's show, the live music, the number of guests we've got, we will be not taking phone calls from you, but I think you'll find that we have plenty of ways of filling up the time. We were hoping Don Zamzo would join us from the Bull Falls Brewery. We're still holding out hope if he's able to break free from all of his all of his things, that the loose strings and all of the things that he's got to tie up with this jazz festival, the third annual going on. We'll slide him in for a few minutes. But Sid Kyler, this is it, the third annual jazz festival. You've been involved in the planning of this one, and you've been watching what Don's been doing behind the scenes. This is quite an event.
Yeah, it is, Glenn, and I'm very honored to be associated with this thing. I think the only reason my name is attached to this wonderful event is the fact that, first of all, there's many, many qualified, more than qualified musicians, including my friend John Greiner right here, who could have their name on this. But I think the only reason I've got it is because I've been here at it so long.
You're too modest.
That's Roger Pickering. Longevity is, the name of your game for sure. You've been playing since the 1940s.
Yeah, I started when I was 17, I guess, and not quite playing jazz as much as I have the last 50 or 60 years, but I've been involved with something all the time, yeah. But,
well, what were you playing in the 1940s if it wasn't jazz?
I played some proms. I played some...
A lot of pop standards? And
yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't playing polka or country music, were you?
No, we weren't doing that. But, yeah, we...
No rock either.
Or rock either, no. But, yeah, we played a lot of church functions, and overall, the things I've played, I've had weddings, funerals, christenings, country club things. I even played a divorce one time.
That must have been interesting. Did you play a lot of up-tempo jazz, or was it mostly blues?
Not sure what I played anymore. That was a long time ago.
Well, Roger Pickering, how long have you been playing with this guy?
It's too long. No, but I was a little over 30 years.
And how have the two of you seen the music scene change in the time that you've been together?
I think that one of the main changes at events is disc jockeys. And, of course...
And John Greiner is nodding with a disgusted look on his face, because those of us who love live music, you know, consider disc jockeys to be kind of the bane of our existence.
Yeah. We used to play a lot of weddings, and I don't think we've played a wedding for 10 years.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, very true. I mean, there was a time here when I was a kid, I'm just maybe a year or two younger than Sid and Roger here, but... you know, when I was a kid in the late 70s, early 80s, you didn't have a wedding without a dance, you know, without a polka, or without a polka dance. It was just something that was automatic. And now it's, you know, whether, I don't care if it's polkas or any kind of music, you know, live music is, no, it's becoming more and more of a treasure, I think, and which is sad. You know, I'm not going to belittle people on making a livelihood, you know, being, even though they might be disc jockeys, but, you know, it really, I can't tell you how many times I just did a wedding with Swing Shift a couple of weeks ago down in Stevens Point, and the people were blown away by not my band, but by live music.
The whole concept.
Don't be
of
so
having,
modest.
Well, for some reason though, you're exactly right. Not to touch on a touchy subject here with the three of us, but with four of us actually here. But you know, it, what amazed me is that the people were shocked at a live band. Wow, we get to hear. They considered it a treat, and I was.
Well, it was a treat because it doesn't happen very often. And then to have musicians who are actually. You know, flying by the seat of their pants, putting themselves on the line, on stage for this event, it's not the same as playing something that's canned and pre-recorded.
Yeah, and it's sad in a way. I mean, as far as we've come as, you know, as far as people say, I guess we've come as a society or as a nation, as a country, and all of a sudden, you know, to have live music be all of a sudden considered a treat and not what is the norm, I think is pretty pathetic.
But. And with Swing Shift and with your band, with the Dixieland Band, you don't have just two or three guys on stage. You've got a lot of people on stage.
Yeah, we got at least eight, and John is even,
with the two singers, 16.
Yeah,
16 people.
Yeah.
And therein lies, in terms of economics, why you see all of these disc jockeys.
Because you nailed it right there.
It takes a lot of money to pay these musicians and put them on the road and transport them from one place
exactly
to another.
You're exactly right. When I get calls for the band and, you know, I give people a price, sometimes I have to wait for them to pick themselves off the floor, you know, on the other side of on the other end of the phone. But once I explain to them, you know, this is what you're getting 14, you know, musicians, two vocalists, 14 horn players, they start to put it in a little bit perspective. There's a funny joke going around that, you know, when someone called for a band and the woman was kind of just outraged by the price, and the band leader said, well, I tell you what, go and hire a couple of union plumbers to come and fix your house for 6 hours, and that's only going to be two of them. Why don't you see how much it's going to cost you to have that happen, and then call me back and see what you think about my price. She called back. She goes, I see what you mean.
Well, once again, for the third year, Friday and Saturday, we have a lot of live musicians playing for free, believe it or not, in Wausau. This event is free to the public. There are suggested donations because the proceeds fund scholarships. But here's a list of the groups. We've got the Restoration Jazz Band and Sid Kyler's band, Friday in the Beer Garden. In the Tap Room, the R&R Band and Jim LaPointe's outfit, the New Orleans Hot House Band. Then on Saturday in the Beer Garden at noon, the Bridge Street Dixieland Band, Sid Kyler again. John, your band Swing Shift at 4 o'clock. Swanee River Oriole Orchestra at 6. The Swing City Dance Band at 8 o'clock. And while that's going on, there's music happening at the same time in the Tap Room from noon until 8, Just Jazz, S&T, Ray Kramer, a great piano player and vocalist and just a sterling all-around kind of guy performing at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Creative Jazz. And then I think at 8 o'clock we've got either Paul Zopel or a jam session happening.
Whatever, yeah.
So we've got a lot of things going on. Now, John, talk about some of these musicians, some of these people who will be showing up this weekend.
You hit the nail on the head, Glenn. It's you're not going to find something like this, in my opinion, where you can go and see this much live music performed by real human beings for no cover charge. Obviously, we do accept donations are greatly appreciated, and as you just mentioned, the proceeds from those donations that people can give at the entrance locations. Mm-hmm. Go towards scholarships for students to study with myself and with Kevin Short and with other teachers at Wausau Conservatory. I've had
and what a gem the Wausau Conservatory of Music
yep.
is.
I teach there and I've had students the last 2 years, the previous two, that have been awarded scholarship money to take lessons with me for a semester or two. That are all going on and have gone on to major in music. And actually one of the saxophone players that's playing with us on Saturday is one of those former scholarship recipients, and he's going to be playing with my band on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. He's Sam Stranz is going to UW-Green Bay right now and studying with John Salerno over there.
Well, there you go. And the scholarships are made possible because this festival is a 401c3 event. Explain that to us.
Well, it's basically a nonprofit, or we are a nonprofit organization. We would not be able to put this on also with the multitude of sponsors that are helping defray the costs. Of course, you mentioned earlier, Don Zamzo, Don and Mike Zamzo over at Bull Falls Brewery do just a monumental piece of work as far as organizing it, getting the tent, the big top up in the back. And I really want to also, I think Roger and Sid would agree with me. I need to mention a gentleman, Ted Gayden, who works his tail off at getting, securing sponsors and really putting a lot of legwork in
right.
to, cause we have a lot of corporate sponsors for the event. And, but as always, it depends on the people showing up and drinking some good beer at Bull Falls Brewery and listening to some good jazz.
And let's not forget Neil Zunker in the Wausau Music Center
yes.
providing the sound system for free for this
yep.
event.
By all means.
Without him, without the sound system,
yep.
You wouldn't have any sound.
And we have Dave Keefe, too, who does a monumental job every year with the PA system.
And Dave, a very good drummer and a very good sound man.
He's helped me out on drums on occasion and very good sound man. He sets up all the mics for everybody, whoever needs one. And
yeah, most definitely. You're right. We shouldn't. I mean, there are so many. That's it's always a hard thing about trying to mention people that are involved in things like doing this. You're always going to forget one or two people.
Right.
But thank you, for bringing up Neil Zunker of Wausau Music Center. You're right. The sound, providing the sound system and doing all that stuff. And there's so many people.
And Sid, you're not just a musician. You are an artist. In fact, people may be surprised that
an artiste.
You are the creator of the Sir 7 mascot, the knight in shining armor for Channel 7 many years ago. But your artwork has progressed since then, and a lot of your prints are going to be on sale.
Yeah, I'm going to have my own little booth there, and we're going to try to see what we can do. And I've got some new material that I'm using this year. So we'll see what happens. Yeah,
these are very creative pen and ink drawings of jazz musicians.
Pretty much watercolors.
Watercolors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have, a lot of the proceeds going toward these scholarships,
sure.
which is so important. This is a traditional jazz festival. You're not going to find a lot of, modern jazz kind of stretching the envelopes and a lot of dissonant chordal arrangement. You're going to hear a lot of swing music and Dixieland music. So let's play some Dixieland music. Again, let's dip into the archives of the Reverend Louis Armstrong and hear his version of one of the first blues compositions ever put on paper, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. Thank you. Sid Kyler, how much did Louis Armstrong influence the way you play the trumpet? You're considered a power trumpet player by people who know you, and that's, Armstrong, you know, could blow the house down.
I can't blow the house down. But, I've listened to a lot of the great trumpet players over the years. Armstrong, Harry James, Wild Bill Davidson with the Eddie Condon group was another of my influences, and I tried to get a little bit of some of those. I remember some of the things they've done, not that I can do them like they did them, but I try to incorporate some of that stuff in as I progress in my music.
And the entire art of improvisation with a Dixieland band, where you're basically making it up every night. Every night it's a little bit different.
Well, that's the nice thing about playing Dixieland. It's never quite played the same. I mean, the whole organization might do something, but the individual choruses are never, I mean, I don't think I've ever played the same chorus quite. I refer to some of the same notes, but other than that, I'm just winging it pretty much.
But Roger, you have to be laying down those chords and that bass line for the rest of the band to, you're the guy who is kind of providing the cohesive glue to keep everything from flying apart.
I'm just struggling to stay with Sid.
It's controlled chaos in a way.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
John Grenner, what's the difference between the Dixieland music that we just heard and the swing music that you really specialize in?
Well, a couple things. I mean, I think the first thing that jumps out in my mind is usually Dixieland groups are a little bit smaller as far as personnel. Big bands were more played, like Sid was saying, you might play the same melody, but again, solos and everything from there are quite different, whereas with big bands, when you've got 14 horn players, you can't have 14 people just doing whatever they feel like. You know, that's what it's gonna sound like. It's gonna sound like a rehearsal that never quite, ended. But,
this is a music that was developed really in the 30s.
Yes.
Kind of an outgrowth of Dixieland, which was a music that developed.
They're all related. They're all related. I mean, you can hear. I mean, everyone that knows me and knows, my playing knows that in the big band part of it anyway, I'm a huge Artie Shaw fan, and I can hear elements of Dixieland playing, and you listen to early recordings of Artie Shaw from like 1935, 1936. I mean, man, he's certainly developed into his own monster self, in his later years. But, it all has the same roots. It's improvisation, but yet, like you were saying with Roger, being a bass player, it still has to have that foundation. And with the core being a guitarist, you still have to play you still have to observe the correct song form.
Right.
It's still, the horn players like Sid and myself, and even you, Glenn, when you take a guitar solo, you kind of switch gears. You go from being a comping instrument to, having to keep everything together as far as following the form.
But what I like about the guitar is it's both a rhythm instrument
and a solo.
And a melody instrument.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, very true.
Well, I don't have any Artie Shaw queued up, but I've got another great clarinetist of the swing era, Benny Goodman.
Oh, yeah. Let's dance.
That's it. Let's listen to it. John Kreiner, the clarity of that tone.
He's sleeping.
No, I get mesmerized when I listen to this stuff. I know it sounds corny maybe to say that, but this is such an honest music. You know, people ask me what I love about playing jazz or what I love about playing music in general, being a musician. And it's 100% me. When you hear Sid play, it's 100% Sid. Roger, yourself, it's... You know, there's no hiding behind a soundboard. There's no hiding behind editing.
And when it works, when you get into that groove and time stops,
there's nothing like it.
When it turns into magic.
You just close your eyes, and you know, I'm sure Sid, you've had people ask you this before. People ask you why you close your eyes when you play. You know,
that's because I'm solely within myself. I can't be distracted by something going on. Some gal could be driving or dancing pretty lewdly out there in the.
What gigs are you on? I gotta go.
I gotta make sure that
you're right. It's about not getting distracted. I mean, as a player, I don't play with my eyes closed to prove to someone that I don't have to read the music or that I'm being arrogant or whatever. But you just so much become involved in the moment. That's the best way to concentrate. It's kind of like you're hearing it, you're experiencing it as you're feeling it. It's kind of hard to explain,
yeah,
but you know, when I hear Benny Goodman do that, and I hear that band, I've listened to Benny Goodman play Let's Dance a gazillion times. I'm kid you not, but it never gets old.
And Benny Goodman was one of these groundbreaking figures who not only created this new form of music, swing music, but he really integrated the music scene to a large extent. He brought in Charlie Christian, an African American guitar player who revolutionized the electric guitar, but also it was a big deal for. For him to feature black musicians in a white orchestra.
There are a lot of stories with both Benny Goodman's band and with Artie Shaw's band too, because Artie Shaw was hired Roy Eldridge, the great jazz trumpet player, and they would have a lot of struggles. Artie also Billie Holiday. Was singing with Artie's band for a while, and it's well documented, you know, going into the southern states, where things were a lot more segregated back then. And
some musicians were able to kind of let that slide off their backs, not worry about it. But Billie Holiday, it really, really bothered her that she was treated headlining on stage, and she was treated as a second-class citizen.
Right, yeah.
The quartets and trios that Betty Goodman had with Hampton and Teddy Wilson and some of those guys. Yeah. I mean, they were fantastic. And race had nothing to do with it.
You bet, you bet.
The music does really... cancel out. I don't care what color or how many fingers or hands or feet someone has
or hair.
Yeah, in our instance, how much little hair we have.
Well, more hands and fingers, and you can probably play a little bit better.
Hopefully.
But John, let's play something from Swing Shift. You brought in a couple of cuts with me. I'd like to play one featuring a vocalist. A pop standard, got the world on a string. Set this up for me.
This is taken from a concert that we did a couple of years ago that was sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio over in Wisconsin Rapids. And this is Sinatra's classic arrangement featuring Dino Bellotti, a gentleman from Green Bay who I love hearing him. See, he sounds just like Sinatra, and I think you'll agree with me.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string. Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a marvelous thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I am in love.
John, what can we expect from Swing Shift on Saturday?
Same kind of stuff. we won't have Dino with us, but I've got two great singers singing with us on Saturday. Dennis Burgess, a great friend of mine who I've known, gosh, since high school, two or three years, I guess I would say. No, about 30 years I've known Dennis. And Denise Souter is going to be doing the, first of all, I should correct and say that, you know, and I know that Sid will back me up on this, you know, we don't call them male or female vocalists. We call them boy singers and girl singers.
Really?
Yeah. That's the way they call, you know, back in the days of the heyday of the big band era, Frank Sinatra, when he was with Tommy Dorsey's band, he was the boy singer. And Kitty Callan was the girl singer.
All right, let's listen real quick to another girl singer. We're running short on time, and I want to get over to Studio B and do some live jazz with you guys. But here is Sarah Vaughan doing one of her more adventurous pieces of music from the 50s. This is called Shuliabop.
Shuliabop, 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 shubiuboo. So we will be do ya bum, we will be do ya boom, be boom, be ya. Say a day, a day, a day, boom, boom, be boo, be. Shabba, but if they be boo, be. Shabba, but if they be boo, be. I'm mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me.
Those are the lyrics.
You know, there are three women I think that that do that so well, in my opinion. Ella Fitzgerald, Anita O'Day, and Sarah Vaughan. I think those are the big three.
And to have the human voice as a pure musical instrument like that, where you don't even need lyrics.
How about Mel Torme, another one?
Yeah, on the male side, yeah, oh. Mel Torme. You know, the people like that sing like this. Again, it's for a non-musician, I can understand where it's maybe a little bit difficult to understand, but I guess the best way in to explain something like, from a musician's point of view, how I would explain that to a non-musician is that there are singers and then there are vocalists. Singers are, you know, Sinatra, as great as Sinatra, Michael Bublé, I could go down, you know, some of the more contemporary singers that are really good singers, but they don't. But what you were just listening to there with Sarah Vaughan, she was improvising. She was using her voice as an instrument. She wasn't just singing lyrics, you know. As much as I love Sinatra and all the great crooners, you know.
But even so, her enunciation,
oh, perfect,
is flawless.
Yeah.
We're gonna head over to Studio B and play some live jazz music. Roger Pickering on bass, I'll be on guitar, and the two legends among us, Sid Kyler and John Greiner, will be taking the leads in just a few minutes. But this is a huge weekend in Wausau. We would be remiss if we didn't promote all of the other things that are going on. So we're gonna have Darren Schaefer of the Central Wisconsin Visitors Bureau come in here and talk about that as we're setting up with our instruments in Studio B. And we'll hear from Darren, and then we'll hear some live jazz music on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio as we preview the third annual Sid Kyler Jazz Festival Friday and Saturday at the Big Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We'll be playing some live jazz music for you in just a few minutes, but while the band is setting up in Studio B, Darren Schaefer, the executive director of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau, joins us to talk about some of the other things going on in Wausau this weekend, in addition to the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. Darren, thanks for being with us.
Sure. You know, it really is very exciting. Like you said, I don't know if we've seen a weekend quite like this in some time. And to start off, we have an international presence down at Whitewater Park. It's the ICF Juniors and the 23 and Under Canoe Slalom World Championships. 27 countries attending the event this year. It's about 450 athletes with staff, and it is really the first time we've had an international event of this caliber in the United States since the 90s.
And we've also got two Olympians who are competing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. We have both Casey Eichfeld and Caroline Queen that are part of the USA team that will be competing in London in just a couple weeks.
And when you think of how big the Olympics are, here you've got a chance to see two Olympians in actual competition in Wausau this weekend.
Yeah, I think anybody that appreciates sports and what it takes to compete at that level would enjoy coming down and seeing Olympic-caliber athletes, you know, doing what they do best.
And this is all possible because of the facilities here in downtown Wausau, Whitewater Park.
It's truly a phenomenal course where we can control the quality of the water and the fact that it's right in the heart of the city with so many other opportunities and amenities available. It stands alone.
Darren, let me interrupt you for just a minute. I had a chance to go to Wausau's downtown Whitewater Park where the Canoe and Slalom Championships are going on, and I filed this report for our Wisconsin Public Radio statewide network. 300 young athletes from 27 countries are competing in what's being called the biggest whitewater event next to the Olympics. A big draw is the downtown Wausau course, according to Joe Jacoby, USA Canoe Kayak Executive Director and a 1992 Olympic gold winner.
In a day and age when you're building a lot of these man-made concrete channels, this is a river. This is a real river with real rocks and... It feels more like the essence of the sport.
The sentiment is echoed by Casey Eichfeld, a member of the 2008 U.S. Olympic team, who will be competing again at the 2012 Games in London.
And it's nice for us to get to race on a natural riverbed. We're so accustomed these days to just concrete ditches that have been built for us. It's nice to get back to kind of our natural element again.
Eichfeld is from Pennsylvania. Another 2012 Olympian, Carolyn Queen, hails from Maryland but calls Wausau her second home.
We've raced in Wausau a couple times over the past couple years, and it's my home away from home. There's no better people than Midwesterners, and I think that it's great for a lot of these countries to see this part of America.
Joe Jacoby says the presence of the two Olympians will help draw a big crowd.
Here we have two U.S. Olympians that are going to be competing in London, and people can come and see them this weekend here in Wausau.
The slalom competition isn't the only local attraction this weekend. There's also a girls' softball tournament, a rib fest, a balloon glow, a chalk art festival, and a jazz festival. So hotel rooms are filling up fast. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News. The Canoe and Slalom World Championships going on right now at Wausau's Whitewater Park. We're back with Darren Schaefer, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as Sid Kyler, John Greiner, and Roger Pickering set up for some live jazz music in Studio B.
Yeah, it's a busy time. I would say that, next to the Canoe Slalom World Championships, the other big sporting event is we have, the ASA Junior Olympics Girl Fast Pitch Softball Tournament. So it's a Wisconsin state competition. We have 90 teams in town that'll start playing on Thursday going through Sunday. So they're bringing about 1,000 athletes plus family and friends, during the same time.
And on top of that, we've got the annual events, the Rib Fest.
Yeah, for a spectator and athlete, you couldn't have picked a better time to be in the Wausau area because some of our most favorite events are also happening. We've got the Wausau Balloon Rally and Glow that starts Thursday and goes through Sunday. There's the Big Bull Falls Barbecue Rib Fest, also in the same location out at the Wausau Municipal Airport. That's Thursday through Saturday where we bring in those professional ribbers, and they just awesome food. And then also Chalk Fest right down on the 400 block, also on Saturday and Sunday.
And this is an unusual event, but it's one that really highlights the downtown area and showcases Wausau as a center for the arts in its own unique, quirky kind of way.
You know, we've been called Artstown USA because of the quality of the facilities we have here. I mean, The Woodson Art Museum is one of the most popular art museums in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, they've got a great exhibit going on right now, which is free.
An exhibit on botanical art.
Exactly. Then you've got the Marathon County Historical Society that's still got their exhibit on the Civil War and back, which is a really, really nice exhibit that they've done. There's sidewalk sales going down in downtown in the River District as well. There's even a garden walk that is going on Friday and Saturday. So, I think we've got all the bases covered this time.
And the River Valley Jazz Festival, the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival at the Bull Falls Brewery.
Yeah, last but not least, starting Friday night and all day Saturday, you've got 13 jazz bands that are playing outdoor in the beer garden. Also, some of the bands are playing indoor in the tap room. Great music and really a great event.
Darren Schaefer, the Wausau Central Wisconsin Visitors Bureau. Darren, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on this busy weekend in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. When we come back, I'll be sitting in on guitar with trumpeter Sid Kyler, saxophonist John Greiner, and bassist Roger Pickering as we continue our preview of the third annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival taking place Friday and Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau. Building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
And here we are on Studio B, Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51, with our live jazz ensemble. John Greiner on clarinet. We have Sid Kyler on trumpet, Roger Pickering on bass, and yours truly on guitar. We're going to start things off with the Washington and Lee Swing. And Lee Swing, and this one is called St. James Infirmary.
Montgomery to see my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so fine, so fair. When I die, when I die, please bury me in a tall white Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so my friends know that I died standing pan. I want 6 crap shooters for my pallbearers, 6 chorus girls to sing my song. Put Sid Collar's jazz band on my hearse wagon. Praise hallelujah as we roll along. Well, let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. You may search this whole world over and never find a better man than me.
Sid, you need a break?
do lift push-ups.
All right. Are we ready to do Basin Street?
Thank you.
better. Kyler on trumpet, John Greiner on clarinet, Roger Pickering on bass, yours truly on guitar. Let's hear the theme song. Sid, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Glenn Moberg, the third annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival this Friday and Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery on East Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with a few more minutes of conversation right after this.
Support for WPR comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, partnering with the agricultural and commercial industries to invest in Central Wisconsin's renewable energy future. More about the benefits of solar for business at northwindre.com.
And here we are. We are ready to go with Duke Ellington.
Let's take the A train.
Let's take the A train out of here because we are completely out of time. John Greiner, it's been a lot of fun. Sid Kyler, Roger Pickering. Looking forward to playing with you guys and spending all day Friday and Saturday with
Thanks
you.
Thanks to Glenn.
And emceeing, too, the whole thing tomorrow.
That's
right. Saturday.
Yes, come and see Glenn, the vocal and the dulcet tones, the voice of Glenn Moberg. No, thank you, Glenn, and Wisconsin Public Radio for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sid, John, and Roger. Thanks also to Darren Schaefer. And remember the River Valley Jazz Festival, July 13th. That's Friday tomorrow and Saturday, July 14th. Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Special music today by Sid Kyler, John Greiner, Roger Pickering, Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Sarah Vaughn, Frank Sinatra and Count Basie, Django Reinhardt, and Stefan Grappelli and Duke Ellington. Next Thursday on Route 51, it is another live music show as we welcome back to our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, direct from Miami Beach, Florida, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble and its leader, Wausau native Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing several times in the Wausau area next weekend. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, until next week, we are swinging out of town.